This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Eligible students will be guaranteed admission at the University of Northern Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports it's part of the school's effort to reduce the stress of application season.
The move doesn't change the standards for admission, but college officials say the guarantee removes the uncertainty and stress connected to the admission decision. Colorado high school graduates with a 3.0 GPA or higher, 4 years of English and math, and 3 years each of physical and social sciences are guaranteed admission. Honors or math and science intensive programs may have additional requirements. 40% of UNC undergraduates are the first in their family to go to college. The program starts next fall. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says it has enough money to expand Interstate 25 near Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
For years, CDOT has been slowly adding new toll lanes on I-25, north from the Denver Metro and south from Fort Collins. But there's still one section near Longmont that's remained at two lanes. A new analysis now shows there will be enough toll revenue to pay for an expansion that adds a lane in both directions there. Business groups are cheering the move, though environmentalists warn that more highway expansions will make it harder for the state to meet its climate goals. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver Public Libraries reopened today after being closed Wednesday due to an unspecified threat. Denver police say the message came from outside of Colorado, and similar threats have been made to libraries in other states. A library spokesperson says the threat is still under investigation. Denver police are providing extra security at all locations as a precaution. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.